Let's get the latest business news with Petula Martin.
Thanks, Gavin. The Commission for Regulation of Utilities has told high energy businesses that it will introduce new tariffs designed to reduce demand. The energy regulator is also looking at imposing new tariffs on households through their energy providers at peak times between 5 and 7 p.m. These measures are being proposed in a bid to avoid blackouts this winter. Neil MacDonald is Chief Executive of ISME and he joins us this morning. How are your members, small and medium-sized businesses, dealing with current high energy costs?
Well, at the moment, Petula, many of them in certain energy intensive areas, grocery or poultry production or manufacturing, are looking at bills escalating 100% or more. And that's just with current electricity bills. But gas is going to become much more significant as we move into October and November.
And what would the impact of power outages be on small and medium-sized businesses this winter if they were to happen?
Well, power outages for those sorts of businesses I've referred to would either mean with temporary or permanent closure. You know, if you've got a poultry farm and you know you're keeping you're incubating thousands of hens, you simply have to keep them warm. There's no talk that you simply can't turn off the energy for a short period of time. You have to keep those animals warm. So it's going to cause extreme difficulty and very possibly permanent closure for some of those, even if there are just temporary closures.
And you'd be talking about refrigeration as well. If you were to turn off fridges across the country, that's going to be a big problem.
Absolutely. You know, in the same way that we don't turn off our domestic fridges every time you go into a store to get your groceries, to get your chilled or your frozen produce, you're dealing with a place that has multiple fridges that are going 24/7, 365 days a year. And those sorts of businesses incur very significant refrigeration costs in electricity. And they're not going to be able to absorb the sorts of increases that have been talked about now. And they also certainly can't go through void periods where they're looking at 2 or 3 hours of a power outage. That would be extremely serious for them.
Are the proposed new tariffs on high energy businesses or on households at peak times, would that be preferable to blackouts?
Well, the lesser of two evils, obviously. Tariffs would be preferable to outages. But in our view, those tariffs should be used to fund direct support. Something like the CRSS scheme should be instituted now for those small businesses to assist them get through the winter and extreme price increases. And we also note that those sorts of supports are now being provided in EU neighbouring countries. Greece is giving small businesses a €30 per megawatt subsidy for the winter. Germany has reduced its VAT on gas by 63%. We are going to need bold measures like that to support small businesses through this energy crisis.
Now, the lead story on the Business Post yesterday said that members of the government are understood to be astounded at the unfolding energy crisis. Are you astounded?
I was very surprised to see that. I don't understand how anyone who has been tracking this issue over a period of time could be astounded. We have had a persistent failure to invest in our energy infrastructure over the last number of years. We have no new generation capacity. We have not upgraded our grid. So even when we get floating offshore wind on stream, our grid is not going to be able to support it. We have no gas storage, zero gas storage for this year, and there appears to be political objection to putting it in place. We're not even allowed to talk about nuclear power. So there appears to be a complete denial of the need to invest in our energy generation and distribution capacity. So we're certainly not surprised that we've reached this impasse now.
More on this story after 8. Neil MacDonald, Chief Executive of ISME, thank you for your time this morning.